I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. When I got up this morning, the temperature here in Champaign, Illinois was 6 degrees below zero. That was the actual temperature. The wind chill was 24 below zero. So, another day with no softball. Softball withdrawal is a major problem for me in the wintertime. You can only oil your glove or Simonize your bats so many times. So what's a poor, cold softball nut to do? Well, it's time to go to the boards. And by boards, I mean the softball internet chat boards. There I can talk to and often get insulted by other softball fanatics. In this show, we'll do a quick tour of the internet softball boards. All the boards I discuss here, by the way, are listed in the program notes, so you can visit them with just a click. The granddaddy internet softball board of them all, with over 50,000 members, is softballfans.com. There are probably more members here and more notes posted than on all the other boards combined. The great majority of softballers never even look at another board. Softballfans.com has something for everybody. Thinking about buying a new bat? There's a huge bat review section on this board and a store where you can buy your bat and where you can buy just about anything else you need to play. There's a forum where you can deal with other board members and you'll often find great prices on bats there. The forums at softballfans.com can keep you busy for hours, days, weeks. There's an open slow pitch board where most people start. It has over 1.5 million notes posted on it, discussing everything you can think of in softball. There are regional forums where you can find tournaments in your area. An Ask the Umpire forum lets you get answers to your rules questions straight from the horse's mouth. No offense to you umpires. There's a board for senior players, another for fast pitch, one for dietary supplements, a free agent market, and a board where you can exchange ideas for uniform design and team logos. Another part of the discussion board section is devoted to the different associations, ASA, ISA, NSA, and the like. The Bats for Sale board has over 1.5 million notes posted. Other forums cover buying and selling gloves and other softball equipment. There's a garage sale board where you can sell anything. Another board is devoted to manufacturers, with a section for each company that makes softball bats and gloves. And the lounge is softballfan.com's most popular board of all, fast approaching 2.5 million posts. The lounge is an almost anything goes discussion board. It gets pretty crude on this board, with a lot of language and photos you probably wouldn't want your kids to see. The moderators have recently tightened the reins a little in terms of getting strict about sniping and hijacking topics, but it's still pretty raw. And if you're thin-skinned, think twice about posting here. The insults fly fast and furiously. Enter at your own risk. If you want to expand your horizons a little, there are other slow-pitch softball forums to visit. Many of them are regional, like FloridaSoftball.com, Softball Georgia, and Louisiana Softball. To find out if your state has a regional forum, just do a Google search for softball forum in your state, like Softball Forum Illinois. Pennsylvania's board is called Big Boy Softball, by the way. You may have to hunt around a bit to find one for your area. The names may not be quite what you expect. There are a few other national boards, but they don't get a lot of traffic. A couple I like are Softball Fanatics and the Old Scout Message Board. And finally, a board called Serious Softball is really headquarters for about 70 different softball forums. On these boards, you'll find regional forums, fast pitch forums, church team forums, and a lot more. These internet discussion boards will help keep you warm through the blizzards of winter, and who knows, you might make some good friends in the process. Thanks for listening. Check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.